At Husker Harvest Days on Tuesday morning, we're going to visit with a farmer from Wood River, Nebraska, here at the Commodity Building. I'm going to talk with Curtis Rorick from Wood River, who is on the board of directors of the Nebraska Corn Growers Association. Curtis, you're encouraging folks here at Husker Harvest Days to sign the Farm Bill Now banner and get a little more involved in trying to get a Farm Bill passed. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. We'd like to welcome everybody from the surrounding area and other states as well to come out to our corn growers booth here today. And we've got a banner up here. And if you put your name on there, and we're going to take that down to our local representatives down in Washington and show the importance of a farm bill route that we need right now.
Well, they're really pushing to try to get something done even this week in Washington, I understand.
Yeah, you know, the sooner the better. The farm bill is a very important part of agriculture, and we need to send a message of that importance, and this banner is a good way to get it done. And also, you could call your local senator and congressman, and especially your congressman, because they're the ones left to sign this farm bill yet.
Right. And even some Nebraskans in Washington this week joining a rally there to try to get things done.
Yeah, we have some representatives from the Corn Board and the Corn Growers as well, and they're going to be down there along with another 50 other groups, you know, stressing the importance, you know, and trying to convince our congressmen that this is an important matter and needs to be taken care of soon.
As a corn grower, as a farmer, why is this important to you?
Well, farming is a big business now. It's not like it was 20 or 30 years ago where you just went out and planted it, and if you worked hard, you had a good crop. There's a lot of money that goes into this crop now, and to make those decisions, we need to know what the facts are going to be. And if we have a farm grow program, we could go out and make decisions of what we're going to plant, what we're going to spend on this crop, and where we're at. And without a farm bill, we don't know where we're at or how we're going to go about that. So this is really important. You know, the revenue insurance that's in there, safety nets, more things that just let us figure out how where we're going to be next year. The uncertainty is not a good thing.
Crop insurance, of course, as we found out this year, is going to be pretty vital going forward here.
Yes, crop insurance is important, but you know, I want to stress that we're not just out to farm the crop insurance. It gives us a little bit of protection. I've heard a lot of stories where people think that crop insurance is just going to be our only revenue this year, and it's not going to make us rich by any means, but it does offer us a little floor of support.
And farmers pay for that. It's important to point that out.
Yes, it's not totally supported by the government. We do pay the premium on that, and there is some government support in there, but it's an expensive premium, but we can't farm without it.
Let's talk about your farming operation and how things are looking for you now this fall. You indicated you've started cutting some corners out of pivot circles.
Yeah, we started on our dryland corners yesterday, and we finished up with that, and we're ready to move into the irrigated corn here this week, and probably some soybeans soon too.
And you said you were pleasantly surprised even with those corners.
Well, there was some corn out there, so that's the surprise. It looked like there might not be any there at all, but there was some there, and it's not, I've never seen it like this before in my life, but I usually don't even consider it dry land, but this year you could definitely see the difference.
And sounds like there's some pretty good irrigated corn out there, though.
I think if you took care of it and got it watered early and kept the water on it, you know, they say that sunlight is fuel for the grain, and it was this year, I think, yes.
Okay. Any thoughts on what you might have for a crop out there?
Oh, I hate to guess, because every time I guess, I'm either pleasantly wrong, or I'd rather be surprised pleasantly the other way. But I think if it's irrigated, it looks real good.
And how far away are you from starting harvest there then?
We'll probably get done here today and go back out there today, yeah.
Okay. All right. So it's ready to go. What moisture level you at?
Oh, I think I've heard reports of 105-day corn being under 20 or less, and 111, 115-day corn somewhere around 20, 25.
And soybeans?
Soybeans are turning, the leaves are dropping, and this hot wind we've had, soybeans are going to be coming out real quick.
Yeah. So soybeans are irrigated too then?
Yes, they're all irrigated, yes. Yeah. And they look good, but soybeans are even harder than corn to judge. Sometimes they look terrible and they do real well, and sometimes they look great and they're not very good. So we're keeping our hopes up.
Yeah, you mentioned what a strange year it was, what a tough year it was. Have you ever experienced anything like this before?
No, nothing like this. I mean, 88 was a tough year irrigating, but we started the first week of June, and we finally shut off here about a week ago. So there's a lot of money out there in irrigation this year.
Yeah, talk about that just a little bit, the costs involved in getting that crop to grow.
Well, yeah, I mean, we watered it up in April, you know, ran those pivots around if we had pivots on there. And then others, our stuff is furrow irrigated or gravity irrigated, so we couldn't do that till about the first or second week of June. And it's just every week, you know, and it's so my dad always threatened to have dairy cows around. Well, I didn't need dairy cows. We irrigated every day this summer.
You've still got some furrow irrigation too?
Yeah, we're probably 30% still gravity irrigated.
Okay. And that's labor intensive.
Very labor intensive. So Highway 30 and the Union Pacific Railroad runs at an angle through a lot of our property, so we don't have a lot of square fields.
Okay. And as far as water, I mean, you're in the Platte River Valley there, so you had plenty of water to work with?
Yeah, we've got good water supplies. We did see our irrigation systems, you know, kind of drop down here at the end of the year more than I've ever seen them drop before. So it'll be interesting. The NRD checks a lot of the local levels, you know, randomly at certain spots, and it will be interesting to see where the groundwater is this year. I'm sure it's going to be way down.
But we're going to need something to replenish some of that going forward here.
Yeah, well, you know, we're all praying for rain, and we've been praying a long time, and usually we make up average somewhere, and I just hope we don't all get it in once.